Catherine, that's a very fat book you've got here.
Well, it's not.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
It's not like the last one.
No, nothing like that.
That's a hardcover.
It's just a hardcover. It says special rehearsal edition script.
Wow, they still print books on paper.
They do. It's a shock.
Yes, and it's a rehearsal edition script, which, of course, is based on a play.
It is based on a play, because they haven't made it into a story. I don't know whether they'll go from the script and then make it into a story for people that don't want to read the script.
They'll probably go script, movie, story.
Maybe. I don't know. They're not talking about making this one into a movie, but they probably will at some point. I don't know. Yes, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. So I bought it because, hey, I read all the Harrys and I thought I'd try it. And it's based on a story by J.K. Rowling. She didn't write the script, but she wrote the basis of the story and then worked with Jack Thorne, who is a screenwriter and a scriptwriter. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it sounds like Harry Potter. It feels like Harry Potter, absolutely.
Right. So where is it set?
It starts... Okay, the last chapter or the last scene, depending on whether you're talking movie or book, of the last Harry Potter book, where they're at the train station, like 19 years later, they're at the train station, you know, with their kids.
Yes.
That's where it starts from. So the first scene is basically that. And then it goes from... Then it quickly jumps years, so you have... And it's Harry's youngest child, Albus Severus, having a really difficult childhood, basically.
Well, he's got a famous father. You can expect that.
Yeah, but his brother and sister seem to be doing much, much better with it. You know, his brother's a bit more oblivious, I think, and his sister's doing fine. It's the fact that Albus doesn't entirely feel that he fits in. Okay, spoilers, just so you know.
Spoiler alert.
And ends up being put in Slytherin rather than Gryffindor, which was his worry. And so he's seen as very odd, and people think he's a bit of a waste of space because clearly he's not a proper, you know, child of Harry Potter.
So it's his siblings in...
His siblings are in Gryffindor.
Yeah.
And he's in Slytherin, and his best friend's a Slytherin. In fact, his best friend is Draco Malfoy's child. So it's interesting. It's done really well. I mean, because it's a script, obviously, it's not as descriptive. It's not descriptive in the way that the stories would be. It's descriptive as a play.
Yeah.
It has judicious use of time travel, lots of time travel. So you get some really interesting backtracking in that. And Snape shows up. Snape gets to have a bit of a hero moment, which is kind of nice, sort of. I mean, there were issues with Snape anyway, the fact that he may have been, you know, theoretically this heroic character, but he was incredibly unpleasant for the entirety of all the books. So, but he gets a small hero moment. I enjoyed it. It felt like Harry Potter. It was definitely the Harry Potter universe. It read like Harry Potter. There were a couple of little glitches that I felt messed with the universe, but they were tiny, and I can understand why they did them in terms of being a play.
Yeah. And we should mention, of course, that the book is laid out like a play. I mean,
yes,
it's character dialogue, character dialogue.
Yeah. So they describe...
Stage directions, descriptions.
Yeah. So it's a different form of description, but it read easily enough. I mean, if you're worried about reading it because it's a script rather than a book, it reads easily. It's not incredibly jarring, and it feels like Harry Potter. I enjoyed it. I'd read it if I was you and you liked Harry Potter.
I presume it's been produced as a play in various places.
Yes, it's been playing in the West End, I guess, in England. There was some controversy because they cast a black Hermione. But apparently it's been doing quite well there.
Who knows? Maybe it'll tour Australia at some stage.
I imagine it will, and I imagine we'll also have some dreadful amateur productions on it as well.
Well, I've got them.
I
enjoy
parts of it because clearly there are some pretty swish special effects in the original production.
Well, we do have a few talented theatre people in our list.
I'm thinking the amateur productions could have some issue with some of the special effects.
And that'll make them special.
True.